Blog Talk Radio. the monkey. And the fourth monkey. I don't know if it's on mute. I just checked it. So it should be on now. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. For what you're about to do, put it in the atmosphere. Put in the atmosphere what you need God to do. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for all the healing you about to do. Yes, just start telling God what you need. Start talking to God. Tell God to give you more of a want. God, I want to be saved. God, I want to know I can trust you. God, I want to know that I can trust myself. See, that's a lot of our problems. We can't trust ourselves. We be like, oh, I messed up. Don't worry about what you did. Keep holding on. Keep holding on. God teaches us in his word how many times a man will fall. Keep holding on. Just because you made a mistake or you failed, get up. Repent. If you want to say repeat your repentance, do it. Stay before God. Stay on the altar. It's too late in the day. We look at the news every day. More and more parents are crying. More and more parents. Ask God to give you a heart for his people. Hey, James, thanks for joining in. More and more parents are crying because people seem like they don't care anymore. People think, you know, I wonder, do they really think it's like the games they play on PS5 and Xboxes, they really think it's a reset button. It's not. The things that's happening now, days, ain't no reset button. You got to stay before God. You praying for your loved ones. You praying for your children. You praying for your spouse. You praying for yourself. You praying for your neighbors, your neighborhood. You praying for your coworkers. You got to stay focused. We gonna just drop this in. When I say we, I'm talking about Smile 3. We have been talking about being transparent all of 2021. Stop worrying about what other people think of you. When you look in the mirror, be transparent with yourself. Look at yourself and look and while you look and pray and ask God, what is that? Lord, what is that I can't recognize or I don't want to recognize or I refuse to recognize? God, what is that? Ask God to show you you. And then when you see you, ask God to get it. Pray that thing down. When you expose yourself to yourself, you are able to be in a safe place because you can run to God. You can run to a strong tower and say, God, I need you to hide me. You know, call on Jehovah Jireh. Lord, I need you to provide a safe place, even if the safe place is in me. My worst enemy is into me. It's me. Because you can lie to everybody else, and you can lie to yourself. But when you start believing your own lies, you're dangerous. A double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. I'm asking God to teach us how to see ourselves. Ask God, why is it you don't want to pray this? Because you don't think or you know he's not going to hear you. Repent. Let's repent. Father God, we ask you right now, God, to forgive us of every sin. Every sin we've done with commission, omission. Every sin we've done willingly. I'm going to break it down. God, forgive us. When we know we sin, when we purposely sin, when we look forward, when we know what we was doing was not right, it was sinful, God, forgive us. God, give us a heart of flesh and not of stone. God, teach us to love what you love. Teach us to hate what you hate. God, give us a desire to want to love people the way you said love them. When you said, Peter, feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my sheep. Teach us, God, how to love you, that we won't just feed your sheep, but we will pray for your sheep. God, from whatever leaders this is in whatever country it is, from the king to the president or whatever they have over their countries, God, teach them how to go back to the people. Teach them how to care about the people. Teach the people how to care about each other, oh God. God, I know what your words say, God. But God, I'm praying that everybody ain't falling asleep. Everybody not falling asleep, oh God. They are still awake. They're staying awake. Wake us up, oh God. Wake us up. Give us a heart, God. Protect the children. God, give us a heart to pray to protect the children, God. God, at this time, we're asking you, oh Lord. Give us a heart to want to pray for our neighbors, check on our neighbors, God. If you see they get we're going to go as far as to say an Amazon package, a FedEx, to live it on their porch and they're not there. God, give us a heart to want to get it so when they come in, we can say your package came and I got it for you. God, give us a heart that we go back to loving on our communities. Go back to protecting our communities. Go back to, if you see something wrong, say something. Stop letting us be so scared to step up. God, teach us. Teach us how to cover one another. Forgive us, oh God. As Minister Margo said, forgive us, oh Lord. Teach us, God, how to go back to the place where it took a village to raise a child. It took a village to keep a community. It took a village that provided for one another. Take us back, oh God. Take us back to the place we once loved one another. We cared if you ate. We cared if you had heat in your house. We cared if you had light. God, take us back to that place. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God, where are the wailing women? Where are the praying mothers? Where are the praying fathers, oh God? Take us back to the family, God. Take us back to one of the B family, oh God. God, I ask you right now, God. Save us all over again, God. Cover us from our minds. Cover us from our minds, God. Don't you set our minds, it's a wandering ground. It's an open ground for the enemy, oh God. Cover our minds, God. Teach us how to pray for our minds to be covered, oh Lord. Teach us how to want to meditate on your word. Teach us how to want to meditate on your word. Teach us how to love your word. Teach us how to hide it in our heart, oh God. So that when we need to, God, we can bring it back. Oh, Lord, teach us how to come back to the altar. Teach us how to go back to holding on to the horns of the altar, oh, God. God, teach us how to anoint and pray for ourselves. Teach us how to anoint and pray for our children, our spouses, our siblings, our parents, our grandparents, our aunties and uncles, our family, oh, God. God, we just have to put the oil on our hands and just hold them up, say God. The for my family, I pray, God, protection. Pray protection over every man and woman of God that's associated and attached to this ministry, God. Cover their households, oh Lord. Cover their spouses. Cover their children right now in the name of Jesus. Cover, cover, cover. But the enemy was meant for evil, God. Turn around to you for your good. God, we just call the blood over them right now, oh God. Whatever they're doing, God, take them back to what they were taught as children. Take them back, God. Make them say no, no, no. Hallelujah. No, oh God. God, we trust you. We trust you with our bloodline, God, down to the 100th generation. Right now, God, cover the hearts and minds. Cover hearts and minds, oh God. Jesus, we thank you, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God, oh hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we trust you right now. God, we ask you to trust us. God, for all we all have something on the altar, God. God, you could trust us, oh Lord. God, we just ask you right now, even though we're in the world, God, please don't let us be consumed to the world, God. Please keep us separated. Separated from the world, God. God, we need miracles. God, I'm calling out Funky Sisters, I'm calling out my family members that just lost their mom. God, touch them. Touch them. Touch them. God, we're calling out Marcus and his family. God, we ask you to touch them. Hallelujah, God. Let your will be done, oh God. Hallelujah, God. You know we want. You know we ask for, you know we place on the altar. But God, let your will be done. Glory to God. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things that you have done. Oh God, we pour our heart out to you. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things that you are doing. To God we give you the praise. To God, we give you the praise. To God, we give you all the praise for the things that you have done. God, we thank you, Lord. Put a warning us every night not to go to bed, not to go in, not to go out of any place without that cover, Lord. Cover, God. As our children and loved ones walk out, we say we plead the blood on you. Keep all harm, evil, danger, death, mishaps, mistaken identities, anything, accident, blowouts, breakdown, keep it all away, oh God. Cover right now, God. Cancel the COVID that's trying to hover over. Cancel the spirit of death that's hovering over our family and my friends. God, we cancel the spirit of death. We cancel that spirit. You can't have it. You got to go. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. God, we thank you, we thank you, God, we thank you. God, we thank you, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. We thank you for the miracle. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you. We trust and believe you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we thank you, 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 oh Lord, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. If there's anybody on Blog Talk would like to pray, go ahead and pray. We thank you, oh God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We thank you for being the one and only true and living God. We thank you for your holiness. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you, God, that you have taught us and we know that it's all about you. God, we thank you that because it's all about you, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We bow down every agenda that we could possibly have that would be contrary to your word. God, we stand on your word, for in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So we thank you for even the agape love that you poured on our lives and on our families from generation to generation, that you've protected us, that you've loved us on purpose and with purpose. We thank you for the angels of protection that are encamped all around us. We thank you for the loved ones that love us on purpose and with purpose for your purpose. God, we thank you for your patience that you're teaching us and that you've had with each and every one of us. God, we thank you for all that you are to us, for you are our everything. We thank you for the favor on our jobs, the favor in our classrooms. The favor in our homes, just favor, favor, favor. It's echoing from the mountaintop. It's echoing from the skies above. It's like thunder and lightning, but we hear it coming back saying, love, love, love. We hear it coming back saying, favor, favor, favor. We thank you, God, for we don't worry about the equality of your favor or the equity of your favor. Because, God, you make sure that it is open and available to everyone. You're not like man. You don't give some to this one and not to another, but you give it to all. And it's up to us not only to reach out and grab it, but to thank you for it and give you all the glory for it. Thank you for showing us your glory. Thank you for showing us your love. Thank you for showing us your will, for be it unto us according to your will. We thank you for showing us even your way, for we accept what you allow. We thank you for even teaching us over the years that when we ask you not to leave us behind, when you we ask you, God, don't do it without me, that it's already in your word that you won't do it without us. If we don't do it without you. When the man told Deborah, I'll go if you go, God, that's our declaration. God, wherever you go, we'll follow. Wherever you send us, we'll say yes, Lord. Wherever you are, God, we want to be. Thank you for your presence. For in your presence is peace. In your presence is peaceful rest. In your presence is love. In your presence is joy. In your presence is forgiveness. In your presence is power. In your presence is the blood, the redeeming blood of Jesus. the protecting blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. Thank you, God, for all that you've done that has yet to be manifested, and we give you all the glory for it, God. We don't look to the left. We don't look to the right to be patted on our back, but, God, we look to you so that we can bow down before you and say, I did it for you, God. You get all the glory. Be glorified in all that we do and all that we say, because you are our God, the one and only true and living God. We love you on today and every day. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to pray on Blog Talk? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Okay, well, you know, I just want to say amen to the prayer. I want to just thank God for loving us enough to allow us to get together and touch and agree. Allow us to get together and pray. For those that's on Facebook, thank you for praying with us. There's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard. Hey, Trish, thanks for joining in. There's nothing too hard for God. Delay don't mean deny. If you just look around, the Word of God teaches you about love, teaches you about a peace of mind, teaches you about God as your source, your resource, how God is everything you need. Hey, Siobhan, thanks for joining in. It's nothing we have done in life so bad or so hard or so difficult that God stopped loving us. There's nothing. He said we left him, our first love. He never stopped loving us. So when you find yourself in mess, the middle of a mess, you find yourself in a situation, you can always just pray. You start off talking to God. You ain't got to be loud and screaming out and just jumping all over the place. All you got to do is just quietly sit back and have a heart-to-heart talk with God. You know, some people say it's daydreaming. That's when you get into your secret place. When you can talk to God, you can pray, you can, you know, start off with a quiet worship, a quiet praise. And if you look out and you let God be God for real, it's going to take over. You know, you ain't got to do like the other people. You ain't got to do like the hypocrites and everybody else. See, when you have a relationship with God, it's personal. When you're talking to God, you're supposed to have personal conversations. When you praying, and it's okay to have corporate prayer, but baby, when you get before God for real and you talking to God, yes, Minister Margo, nothing will separate us from the love of God. You could be sitting back sometime of people, but look at you and say, I give you a penny for your thought of what you're thinking about, girl. If you just look at them and just say, to God be the glory. You know, somebody may get it, somebody may don't. They may not get it, but it's okay. When you sitting there, you can have a conversation with God and sitting there listening to God, and God will be talking to you. Sometimes the tears will start rolling, and sometimes you just sit there with a smile on your face. Or sometimes you will just sit there and say, God will bring back a memory, and you will say, God, I forgot about that. When God has tapped you on your shoulder, or tap you on your shoulder, or just walk up and just embrace you and say, you remember when? Write yourself a note of today, your state of mind, your frame of mind. Put it in a place and go back to it in a year and see how far God has brought you. or write yourself a note saying where you at and where you want to be in God. Go back to it January 14, 2023, and see how far God has brought you. A lot of times we let people tell us, God ain't real. I know atheists that when something happens, the first thing they say is, oh, Lord, why are you calling on somebody you don't believe in? That's how strong God is. He said every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Whether they believe it or not, they're going to acknowledge him. Believe me, you will find yourself in a situation. You're going to have to call on the name of Jesus. You'll find yourself in a situation. If you don't want to call it out loud, you're going to call it out low. You'll find yourself in a situation. I bet you don't turn down prayer. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I thank God for when he got a hold to me. I thank God for loving me so much that he didn't just come when I was down and out. When God came into my life, I've given this testimony before and I'm going to give it again. I was, as I used to say when I was growing up, I was at the peak of my being. I was having the fun. I was having most fun. I was having a whole lot of fun. And I sat there in the middle of me having fun. I just stopped and sat down. Everybody thought I got tired. But God was showing me something. He said, choose thee this day. And all I just looked and say, I got to go. I had to go because God told me, choose you this day. Was I going to stay there having fun or I was going to get up and go with the sun? I decided to go up, get up and go with the Son of God. I know that was my day that the Lord had came and said, choose you this day. So in the middle of a party, my jam was on, y'all. Y'all didn't hear me. My jam was on. They was playing some house music, and I'm a house baker. My jam was on. And I had to leave up out of there because they was playing my song, but the son of my heart had called. I had to go. And to this day, I'm still saying, yes. To my Lord, I say yes to my Lord. He's done great things. He's done great things. I say yes, yes, yes to my Lord. I haven't regretted it. I have not looked back as I was having so much fun. I'm glad. Because from the time I say yes, and I'm looking at things that's going on around me, things that has happened around me, even little things where the enemy has tried to come and attack my body. I know that God has been blessing me and my family. And I thank God. I ask him to keep a hedge of protection around us always. I'm not just praying, but my family is praying. I thank God for us that have teamed up on Smile 3E Iron, Shop the Iron, Blog Talk Radio, those that have even stepped out on Facebook. I'm thanking God. I know I have some family members that I can call and say, pray with me, pray for me. And they don't say, okay, they just go in. They go right in, like you're going through a door at the store. They go right in, and they can get to God. Get you some people like that in your life and stay around those people. Keep in touch with them. Some people that can get a hold to God. Now, you always hear me say, there's some requirements. God is not a sugar daddy and he's not a play toy. Get some people that's going to give you instructions and get in God's word. He's going to give you instructions and stay in tune to God because I'm going to tell you, he has no respect to person. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He asks a prayer. But see, there's requirements. You ain't going to keep playing with God. And then when he tell you to choose, you keep saying, not now, Lord, not now. Not now, but when? Some of you all that's listening to this, you told God yes, keep your yes. Some of you all, he's asking you right now, choose you this day. Placing God and say, yes, Lord, teach me how. Give me everything I need. Ask God for a Bible teaching church. Ask God for the church going to teach you about him, not about them, but him. Ask God to give you a straight church. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Y'all better hear me. Somebody ain't playing with it or trying to play with you. Whatever your hands find to do, do it in the house of the Lord. Get busy. Don't just go to the church and sit down. Get busy. If you see the church needs something and you have the ability, or the ministry needs something and you have the ability, suggest it. Offer. Get involved. Because the word tells us that hell is enlarging itself. But it also tells us the Bible is large itself. Hey, Rosette, thank you for joining in. Tell Buster I said what's up. Now, we know that the kingdom of heaven is open. It describes to us how it looks. Who don't want to go there? I want to go there and stay. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. It said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the kingdom of God. Seek his righteousness. And then look, it said all these things. What can you think of that God won't give you? If the lilies of the field, the birds in the air, the fish in the sea, the animals in the wild kingdom, they all get fed. They all have coats and different things they need. What is it that God won't give you? You just have to work for it. God will make people bless you. You want to know how I know? He made them bless me. Twice in my life, God made somebody give me a car. Twice. Once somebody gave me a truck. That's three times. Three times in my life, somebody giving me a motorcycle. I don't mean to ride. I'm talking about me, my name. They cost me nothing. God will make people bless you. He said he'll give you your heart's desire. Stop playing with yourself. Because you sure can't play with God. Just remember, God is the author and the finisher. God will bless you beyond yourself. And when you are blessed, let people know God is a blessing. God has blessed you. He has no respect to person. In those times when I got blessed, guess what? I wasn't even saved, acting like I was saved or claiming I was saved. But because God was showing me how good he was in my mess, it just carried over into my saved life. You better know God is still blessing me. He's made people bless me. If I told you, you wouldn't believe me. But most of y'all would, but God is good. So I thank you all. What you say, Minister Margo? May God continue to bless you. Yes, and may he bless you too, Minister Margo. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. I'm going to repeat it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Pray for your loved ones. Keep them focused and keep them in tune with God. I'm going to give them a little notepad here. This Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser will be on Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is 310-861-2354. And on Monday, this is the third Monday coming up, our very own minister, Margot McCourt, will be our speaker at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, Smile 3E. That's at 8 p.m., 310-861-2354. And next Friday, which will be the third Friday, I'll be back. Now let's, I believe, Prophet Antoine to take this Friday coming up, because I know that man of God got something he wants to share with us. And that will be next Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You all, thank you all for tuning in. Stay in tune with God. Trust God. Whatever you need to be delivered from, set free from, keep it on the altar. Keep it on the altar. We have to, myself included, we have to stay on the altar, God. It's something wrong. And here, and here, I need you to get a hold to it. God, deliver, deliver, deliver. I heard a Prophet Twine said before, and I heard Apostle Elect say it, I want to live, 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 live. It's echoing in the heavens. Heal, heal, heal. Heal, heal, heal. Heal, heal, heal. It's echoing in the heavens. Live, 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 live. Speak it over your family. Those that are sick, in the hospital, at home, wherever, walk around, call them on the phone, send word through the doctors. Heal, 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 heal. Deliver, 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 deliver. Breakthrough, breakthrough, breakthrough. Miracles are worrying us. What I say by that, miracles are worrying us because somehow we don't believe God don't do it. Trust God. Accept what God allows. It's God's way, not our way. His will, not our will. But pray and stay in tune with God. Good night, everybody. Love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Good night. Good night, Blog Talk.